Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
Hi, this is Robert.
Good evening, and welcome to the show. You know, if you have any questions, I want to go ahead and throw this out there before, because sometimes we forget, and it happens. We get
I never forget. It's your job.
I know. We get battling and everything on the show, and I'll go ahead and throw it out in the very beginning. If you want to learn more about us, you can visit us at businessbewareshow.com, and you can send questions to Ashley at businessbewareshow.com. I was talking to somebody this week, and they were like, I need to know where to send the emails. I'm like, you know, I need to say it more. So anyway, I figured I'll start it off, because I'll probably forget by the time an hour rolls around.
I only use Twitter.
You only use Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm getting to be a big twit.
About making Twitter. You know, I could say a lot about that between, with everything with the...
Well, you know, in today's business world, to keep up, you're going to have to twit.
Well, yeah, I've been telling you that for years, and you finally got on the bandwagon,
two days ago? I really got tickled 2 days ago. Three. I really got tickled the other day. Mom and I were watching a show, and... I was trying to remember who that was, but it was a older gentleman like myself that was talking about Twitter. And he said, I got one of those twits the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought, if he only knew.
Uh-huh. Oh, if he only knew.
How dumb he sounds, because I said that the first time.
I'm pretty sure, you said that the very first time.
And I did, and I thought I was correct. And I was shot down.
I think you actually called it Tweeter.
Tweeter and...
Something
what
like
was
that.
One? LinkedIn. I called LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, Lord. But see, what has... You have noticed. What have you learned from using Twitter? Like, business-wise, not for
what
some
I've
of
learned
the junk
is
that they use.
To shut up if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
what I've
true.
Learned because I get ridiculed by you.
That's true. That's very true. But yeah, no, Twitter is actually a really good thing for small business or people. And remember when I was telling you were asking about like sending an email to somebody? I said people don't use email as much anymore. It's one of those things where they go.
I think email people use for documentation.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's a great way to document things. And, you know, you can print it out and different things like that. I don't know if you print a twit or not, but never tried.
You can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
But yeah,
really?
See, I still people ask me still about small business and, you know, using it and everything, but I'm telling you, if you want to get a hold of somebody, you can tweet them, and I kid you not, and like half the time they will answer back, and it's amazing. It still always works. So if you listen to me,
you know, but I think a lot of the celebrities out there, I don't think it's them tweeting back. I
I'm
think
not
it's,
talking about a celebrity. I'm talking about like actually reaching out to somebody. Like, see what I'm saying? I don't care about
I don't
that.
Tweet them anyway, so. But, you know, I've been shut down before, that's for sure. Like today, whenever I wanted to, hadn't seen you for 3 days, you were in a different city with your sister, came back, and I thought we'd have lunch together. I thought it'd be nice,
yeah,
you know, fun.
Yeah, 10:45 a.m.
Well, I was hungry.
Normal people aren't hungry at 10:45
a.m. I get up early. I can't help but you get up 10 o'clock and everything.
Oh, my God, don't get up at 10 o'clock.
And, I wanted to go to, there's a place here called, can we say that? Do you think they can handle it? The name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Chat and Chew. Local place, a little hot spot. And I never had lunch there, and I was all excited. Told Mom, I said, "You want to go to Chat and Chew?" She said, "No, I'll see if Ashley wants to go with you." So I texted Ashley, and yeah, I'll go to lunch, and got in the truck, and I said, "She said, where you want to go?" I said, "I want to go to Chat and Chew. I've never been there at lunchtime. I don't want to go there."
No. I said,
that's exactly what you said.
I'm not that hungry, and if I want to go, I want to enjoy it because it's a good place to eat. And so,
that's a negative answer.
I thought the whole point in going to lunch is enjoying each other's company. Now, that's fact. And I want to point out that Father is the most pickiest eater you've ever seen in your
careful.
Life. No, I'm serious. And so all these times that like Leah and all of us always want to go eat somewhere.
I think Mom knows you're the pickiest.
No.
That's okay.
I'm pretty sure that somebody just yelled out, "Well, I can't say that on the air." But... Yeah, no, I'm serious. How many times if I want to go to a different place, you're like, nah, I just want to go get, I don't want that chick food. I want to go over here and just get me a sandwich with meat and bread.
What's the matter with that?
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying that, you know, touche, right back at you. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, all I got to say is, speaking about the Super Bowl, since we're talking about the Super Bowl here, I do want to say one thing. Get out in the open. Make sure everybody understands. Go Broncos. Peyton Manning is the man. That's all right.
I agree with you on that one.
I think Cam Newton is a up-and-coming young guy that's going to be really, really good. He's already really, really good. But I'd like to see Peyton Manning go out because I think that's probably his last game.
Oh, probably so.
Every game I watched him this year during the playoffs, I thought, I don't know. He's first time he's had all these injuries and everything. So.
Yeah, I know. So. I know. Well, actually I was looking at something today, and – let's see, American Express put this out, and they always have some pretty good stuff going on. And the Open, you know, the Open Forum, mm-hmm. they do a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. small business, and also
they
do
a
the,
lot of stuff.
Small Business Saturdays.
Yes.
During that time.
Shop Small.
And they did this thing called Seven Businesses Reflect on Their 1 Year, mm-hmm. like their year one. Like what was their, you know, ultimate hard thing they had to mm-hmm. overcome and everything else. So this first lady talks about, she says, she said, my first year was making it and self-distributing it. That was definitely an eye-opener. So she was making her product and having to self-distribute it instead of giving it to a distributor. Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about how she had to put like 15 to 20 in the back trunk, 15 to 20 in the back seat, pile up as many as she could. And she said, my car was literally touching the ground. The point with that.
What did she sell?
It
certainly wasn't cupcakes, I hope.
No, it doesn't say. no, it doesn't say. I can't find it. But...
trunk was dragging around.
Yeah.
But she made it.
Oh, yeah. And then the other one says, like, every penny counts. I mean, there's, I could read on and on and on with different things. But I thought it was kind of interesting. But you can do big things with small budgets or no budgets. That's a good one.
You know, it's funny because, you know, as you're in business, as we have, you know, over the past few years, you know, have started winding down some of the businesses that we have. And everything, but well, we had the businesses. It's really funny because when you're young and you're starting out a business, you see things and you thought, oh, boy, if I just had that, I could do better. You know, I could do more of a business and everything else. And then as you start accumulating those things, and you start looking back and going, I really didn't need that. What I wanted, you know. And the thing was, I wanted it. I didn't need it. And right. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, even in life. But then also for young entrepreneurs starting out, realize what you need. And you're going to have to make some sacrifices. I was talking to a young gentleman today that actually I've known for a long time. I actually taught him in Sunday school. And then, you know, he started working for me. Now he has his own business back, you know, where he lives in Tennessee. And he was talking about the equipment and everything he's bought over the, you know, past few years. And we were discussing everything. And I had a couple of things that I was telling him he could, you know, have if he wanted them. And it's things that we didn't need anymore, and he was just drooling, saying, "I'd love to have that," and we don't have any need for it, just some small
right.
stuff, and it was just comforting to know I can remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're speaking about you know first year and everything. I can remember those days when you start, you know, business startup, and I think the biggest thing I can say is, don't look at your cup being half empty. Look at it being half full. Because your state of mind is everything, and if you keep everything positive and going in a forward motion, mm-hmm. you're gonna be so much better off instead of worrying about what you don't have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
and I'm done for the night. Okay.
Yeah, right. I think that's in life, too. I mean, you know, sure. How many things do you want? And then it's like, oh, I probably don't need to get that with the. So it's kind of like taking it. But I always think it's very interesting, like, how what people learn in their first year or their first, like, being a small business owner. Like, what was the toughest thing you learned? And it's funny because it's like some of them are very normal, like, I mean, common sense stuff. Do you know what I mean? But somehow we somehow overlook these things. You see what I'm saying?
Overlook what?
No, I mean, like, overlook the simple things.
Oh, absolutely.
Like in business.
I think every day you do that. I think in business and personally you do it. It doesn't make any difference, you know, what it is. I think people get really hung up with, like I said, what they don't have instead of what they do have. And, you know, capitalizing on the things, you know, if you're, let me, this is where the rubber meets the road. If you're really good, like we've talked about before, if you have a partner and you're really good at one thing, you're not going to have your partner do that thing and you do something your partner's good at, mm-hmm. right? You're going right. to capitalize on those things that, your gifts mm-hmm. for business. You're going to capitalize on those things. And if you don't do that, then you're sure to sink the boat. And if you, once sometimes you don't know what your gifts are, and it takes a while to realize that. But once you do, you need to set that in concrete and run with it. I mean, take the ball and run.
Mm-hmm. A concrete ball, or
you can call it whatever you want.
I'm just kidding. We went from sinking boat to this to that. No, I'm just kidding.
You know exactly where I was going.
Yeah,
but it's all right.
Well, I'm just making
you're trying
sure
to keep me on my toes, right?
Page. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Super Bowl again. That's because I want to.
I could tell.
We're going to talk about a business that won a commercial spot. We'll be right back.
An old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing letter. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. You know, while we're gone, I was sitting here looking at my Twitter account, and Ashley gets mad at me whenever I do that because I don't concentrate.
No, I don't get mad.
I can do that and really, you know.
No, I can't because he's over there and he's like typing with one finger. I'm like, by the time
I
has
mess
come
up
back,
more
yeah.
than I do, that's for sure.
I'm
it's
pretty
it's
sure
very
you just
aggravating.
Cuss
it's,
somebody out on
the It's called,
instead of actually
it's called fat fingers and bad eyes. But that's okay. But this was sent to us and it's pretty cool. It says, hiring a virtual assistant grew my business and changed my life. And you know, I've never used anything. Virtual assistant, is that like someone who does things for you? You know, I mean, who specializes in social media? Is that what they're talking about?
No, a virtual assistant is kind of one of those, like where you hire somebody out. Like, let's say, you know, you're here in Georgia and you want to hire somebody. You need somebody. They work from home, but they're in California. Mm. Or, you see what I'm saying? Like,
sounded pretty cool, a virtual assistant. I thought, you know, anytime you hire an assistant, that's pretty cool.
As far as, I mean, if I'm thinking of the right thing, I mean, that's what I've always known it to be, unless it's some new thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will read this, and next week I'll have the answer. How about that? Now, a lot of you out there probably know what it is, but I'm just dying to know now.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is like, on your website to have, like, someone says, welcome to your website or something. I don't think that's what they're referring to.
I may read this at the next break and tell you about it. How about
but
that?
The virtual assistant that I know of is where you can hire people to do things for your business, you know, and they don't have to be at a physical location or anything
sure.
else, because there's a lot of businesses that aren't storefront.
Well, and I think so especially mom and pops, small businesses need to think about things like that, because that could be a really good way instead of hiring another employee. Mm-hmm. That could be a really good cost cutting thing. And there's a story I've got later on the show that we'll talk about, you know, about cost cutting ideas and things that you should and shouldn't do in a business, and maybe making, you know, new resolution for the year and everything. But this, before the break, you know, we were talking about, or I said something about a company that had won a prize.
Spit it out.
Yeah,
spit
I'm trying
out.
To.
Having a hard time here.
Well, I'm thinking about it the whole time. You know, a competition, excuse me, that's what I was trying to think of. It's a big word, hard for me to say. But they had won this competition to have a free TV spot, an ad, during the Super Bowl. And a lot of you may have heard of this already, but it's really interesting because I love stories like this. And it's a coffee company named Death Wish Coffee Company. So now, the advertising may not be as expensive here, but we're going to go ahead and talk about it. And they had a competition, and it was held by Intuit, which Intuit is like, you know, QuickBooks. And they have
right.
a huge
mm-hmm.
company now. And I'm familiar with QuickBooks because we use QuickBooks in our business. So that kind of caught my eye whenever I saw this. So all the time I keep paying, you know, QuickBooks, this stuff, you know, they're helping other people out, which is good. I like that because
right.
I think that's good.
Give back.
That's right. Give back all the time. And anyway, they won this competition, and there was 15,000 other small businesses that sent in. That's what it says here. And they said they beat out 15,000 other small businesses for the prize. And, of course, it's during the Super Bowl. It's the 32nd spot. And the owner, let me see his name here right here. Oh, it's Mike Brown. And he owns a coffee house in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he has recently hired two new employees to prepare for a jump of business, giving him a staff of 12. So he has 10 right now, so he hired two more. He says, even if 0.5% of the people who watch the commercial decide to buy a bag and give it a try, and 90% of them recommend it to others, we could have some amazing growth in the future.
Well, I would think you would.
Yes, Mike? I think you're right. Do you know how many watch, last year, you know how many watched the Super Bowl? 114 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's million.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and I mean, so are they recording the commercial themselves, or like?
I think they did the spot. You know, maybe they paid for all of it. You know, even maybe he had to pay for. It didn't say in the article that he had to pay for the, you know, the commercial or you know, getting it made. But it did say that they're paying for the spot. Do you have any idea what the spot cost?
$15 million in an arm.
No, it's not that much. The arm's worth that.
Well, probably.
If
yeah.
You know.
I don't know. So how much?
I'm holding you in suspense here. You can use the easy button, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Clearly.
It is $4.5 million for 30 seconds. $4.5 million for 90 seconds. Now.
That's insane.
Here. It was selected for the 2014, there was a spot that won the same type of competition called Goldie Blocks, a toy for girls, after holding a similar competition. Now, to give you an idea where this has come from, in the very first Super Bowl in 1967, the same 30-second ad cost $42,000.
Ooh.
In 1978, it cost $162,000. In 1995, $1,150,000. In 2001, it broke the $2 million mark. In 2011, broke the $3 million mark. Last year was $400,000, and this year it's $4.5 million.
Jeez. Well, you know, like he said, they will probably have an amazing year. Well, I just looked them up, actually, on Twitter, and they have on their last thing, and it says, we won. So I guess it says, watch it here, so you can go watch the commercial.
Yeah, I think they had, like, a little spot of it. You know, they probably can't do the whole thing.
Oh, no. Nowadays, they show all commercials before, like the week before the Super Bowl.
I didn't know that.
You don't?
Oh, really? Wow. So you start voting on them before?
Yeah. All the news stations and everything they show.
That kills the surprise of everything.
Not really. Because now it's part of, you have missed the past few years where they actually do this stuff, and then they want you to go ahead and vote before you even watch it on the Super Bowl.
Oh, I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like extra marketing. That's why it's costing so much, too.
Cheetahs.
Well, that's cheating. Why it's costing so much, too, because, like,
cheetah.
What they're doing is they're doing all for the entire week. They're doing, like, all this marketing and press stuff on top of it, not just that one spot.
So they're prepping just like the guys, the players. Right. I mean, they're having all these advertising.
You didn't know that? And,
I had no idea.
Welcome to the program.
I don't watch that much TV. I watch the game, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they
started. Did I say go Broncos? Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah. Well, good for them for their small business. But
I thought that was great. I love stories like that. You know, and somebody's got to win it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, wish them well. I hope they do great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Death Wish Coffee. That'll be interesting to see with the thing. So, yeah, you want to hear that stuff with a small business.
Absolutely.
Owner, so, yeah. Well, awesome.
I'm glad they gave it to, of course, a small business. And I think that was I don't know what their parameters were, you know, on who could, you know, send in for the competition. That'd be interesting to look up, you know, how many, you know, is it, you know, a certain amount of employees or mm-hmm. gross sales or whatever.
Yeah. You mean to tell me you didn't look that up before you even talk about
this? No, I didn't. I didn't have to. I didn't. That wasn't part of it, but I can certainly get back with you here. I'll tweet it right now. And
we should find out.
You carry
no,
on
actually,
with,
I'd
you
be
carry
curious
on with
to
the
know.
Show.
I'd be curious to know because, I mean, I never heard about that, but then, you know, it's usually just knowing. So it's kind of cool to know something about
that. Well, actually, the person that wrote this article didn't say it. So I'm not at fault here.
Oh, Lord.
But I should have dug further.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You should. When we come back, I expect it.
I don't have that much time. We'll be right back. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about lots of different things, from Super Bowl to small business entrepreneurship, and Super Bowl, his dad will not let it go.
The Broncos.
I know. So, anyway, well, not the Super Bowl, but I've got something else. You know what tomorrow is?
It's probably Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. You cheated. You saw them. Cheetah. The headline.
How can I miss it? It's right there on your laptop.
I almost had a moment where I was like, oh, he actually knew. No, then I knew better. Yes, tomorrow's Groundhog Day. So, actually, I came across this article off Inc.
Bill Murray. It's all about Bill Murray.
Exactly. Well, and the title is Small Business Owners Should Not Repeat Groundhog Day. But the whole thing is don't keep repeating the same things over and over in your business. Like, if they're not working, don't keep doing it. You know what I mean? So
you got to learn from your mistakes. And what do I always say? Mm-hmm. It's not a mistake unless you do it twice.
Right.
Now, if you do it twice, shame on you.
Right.
Because
okay,
you should have learned.
I'm going to put you on the spot. So what was one thing that you did? You made a mistake, and you still kept doing it. At what point did you just finally learn from it?
I would say that's really hard because...
In business, my life.
Well, I know. You're talking about business. I don't know if I've made any.
Oh, Lord.
Let me think on that one. I'll get back with you. You go ahead.
Okay. We still got to get me the figures from the Super Bowl thing. So I'm waiting on that too. But that's fine.
Maybe next week.
But that's fine. Uh-huh.
It takes me a while. I'm a internet poor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Technologically
I know.
Insufficient.
Well, I think sometimes I do stuff... one of my problems is I get going too fast or too much, and I put too much on myself, where I think, like, okay, I've got, like, these five tables. If I can do this and I get it done faster, and I missed a step. Do you know what I mean? Like, I should have done this, but I'm like, oh, I can get by with this one step. And then usually it kind of throws off the entire thing, and it's like I should have just taken the time to do it instead of thinking, oh, I can get all this done in the one, you know.
Let me share a little prophecy with you. If you don't have time to do it right, when do you have time to do it over?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
And, I mean, that's very true. And
but that's what I'm saying. I know that. You know what we were talking about in the first segment? Where we were talking about sometimes you skip over the simple things. Like, that's simple. I know better than that. But sometimes I just get going too fast or
sure.
too much. And then it's like, oh, I got to get all this done in this, like, two-day span. You know, everybody does it.
A lot of people don't read their own notes. You know, and notes are for a reason.
Well,
a lot of people don't read
notes.
Their board that they have up for them. Other people to do things, so
clearly.
Clearly, are you talking about me?
Yeah. He looks at the board and he's like, oh, is it a 36 inch round? Yes. I see him walk over the board four more times. Is it a 36 inch? Yes it is.
It's because I can't see it from
how
there.
How did you in
by the time
minutes,
I turn around
forget.
Walked back over there, I forgot.
Oh, I know.
I've got all these things on my mind trying to help you with other stuff.
Right, but see, then when I actually have a moment where I go, I have a lot on my mind, you're like, wah, 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 wah. You come up with something, wah, 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 wah. But you could use that against me. I see.
Well,
I see
that's okay. I think we should have a poll. I think we should vote.
I think we should.
Since Ashley's not paying me anything, do I deserve this?
Well, yeah. Why not?
Why not? Misery loves company. You know, you were talking about Groundhog Day and not make the same mistake twice. Mm-hmm. And this article was sent to us by one of your buddies. And what it talks about is, did you make any business resolutions? And it gives 16 business resolutions that small entrepreneurs have made for the new year that they wouldn't do, that they don't want to carry into the new year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty good. So let's go over real quick. And the very first one, of course, everybody talks about is overtime. And this entrepreneur is saying he's going to cut it out. He's going to, and I said this all along, as a business owner, you need to make sure that, you know, if you have a lot of overtime, it's your fault. Right. It's just the owner's fault. I'm sorry.
Right.
And you don't plan properly. And that's something that you've got to do better, whether it's hire that extra person, have seasonal people, have part-time people, it doesn't make any difference. You need to do that. Number two is politics. The second one said they don't want politics in their workplace.
What? That's probably a smart thing.
Well, it is a smart thing because, you know, that's a very sensitive, touchy subject. And also, I think the other morning, Mom and I watched TV and they were talking, I think on one of the national broadcast, you know, news things, it was saying one of the biggest things that people hate about Facebook is people talking about politics, sharing their political views, because people get very excited about that.
Well, there's not a lot of people that are kind of in the middle of things. You're either one way or you're the other. I mean,
I agree. Well, you know, people are fed up. I mean, people on both sides, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't really make any difference. They're fed up with the other side, but they're fed up with the government. Yeah. You know, and I think the polls that come out, you know, right now, they're talking about that. And we talked about this with, I tweeted out today, they're talking about someone was saying something about more control. And I said, well, shame on the government because it's more control for mom and pops. And it shouldn't be.
Right. Well, think about it. If you can't even really talk politics with your friends, how on earth are you going to talk about it in the workplace? Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. Another one is international boundaries. With technology making the world smaller, many of the world's nations taking on, you know, different forms of capitalism and everything, they're talking about they want to concentrate more on, as a small mom and pop, as a small business, that they want to, you know, do things, you know, in the United States. I think that's smart, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's real smart.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Another one is waste. That's a big one. If you know, you're talking about me making a mistake and making a mistake twice, that came to my mind. I didn't want to admit it. But there's been times I've wasted things as a business owner or didn't take care, you know, didn't take care of things that I had, and I had to buy new equipment or things like that. Because, and I'm a big proponent on take care of things, but, you know, you just get so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably
Wait a
big
minute, I thought you were talking about earlier, like, not to get busy.
Well,
and you should.
When I was young, you know, that's how it was. I didn't know any better.
Young.
That's why we do this show, is so people can listen to all the mistakes I've made and you've made.
and that I continue to make.
That's right.
Clearly.
Another one is interruptions. I'd never understood that one, but he's talking about, how are you going to not have interruptions? How are you going to, okay, I'm not going to have any more interruptions. I don't understand that one.
Yeah. Or, you know, it could be another side of that is where, like, don't allow the interruptions to bother you, shall we say?
I'm going to skip number six because I'm not going to let you see it until we get down to close to the break because I want you to concentrate on that one, okay?
I don't concentrate.
Okay. Contemplate.
Okay,
let's go the other route. All right, the next one is data nightmares. You know, credit card, you know, breaches and things like that. And, you know, they're saying that they're not going to have it anymore, but I don't know if you can do that. You can be more proactive, right?
You can.
Always.
But, I mean, let's be real. Like, if Target and all those places got hacked or got whatever, however you call that.
Well, this little note, they have a little description whenever I say this. Says, we realize that over the past 5 years, we've stored a lot of data in various places, and such as hard drives, Evernote, Dropbox, etc., duplicate or outdated, unnecessary files are now crowding our workspace, and it's at danger of being taken. Hmm. Is basically, you know, make it long story short.
Yeah. Well, you can try to do away with that, but I don't really think it's going to happen. But that's just my opinion.
Here's a good one: extra noise. It says in a small company, there are only so many people, hours a day. So focus on what's critical. That really makes sense because, you know, funnel out everything else that you, except for what you need to concentrate on.
So wear earmuffs?
Well, you could. You could wear blinders and earmuffs and not talk
so
to anybody.
Nobody talks to you.
I don't want to do this one that we talked about because we're going to break here in a minute. They're going to do away with the bottom 20% of accounts. Now, I'm going to read you their explanation. You need to make sure that you're spending your time with accounts that are positively driving your business. We have realized that removing the bottom 20% increases employee satisfaction, creates more creative time, and does not have a significant impact on revenue. It is helpful for those in the organization to know that they are spending their time effectively each and every day. Now, that guy has been listening to our show. That is what that's doing is you're getting rid of your custom monsters, the people who will not be pleased, is what he's saying. He's being a little bit more political about it.
You got to be politically correct.
But he gets it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people get it. I think it's 20%. Just sometimes, that the, you know what I mean? Like, people, that's a harsh thing when you say, oh, I'm going to fire my customer. They're like, well.
Do they really get it, though? Until they do it, and then they love it.
Oh, yeah.
And what were we talking about at lunch today? What'd I say? I'd rather have 80% of business at 100% of my price than 100% of business at 80% of my price. The 20% rule.
You didn't talk to me at lunch because you were mad. I didn't get
I was mad at you, and I'm still mad. We'll be right back.
You're diabetic. This message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. We've been talking about many different things tonight. There's one thing that got sent to me again this week, and I really, you know, I talk about it all the time, and one of the biggest things I could tell anybody out there that, especially if you're starting off, you know, if you've been in business for a while, that's, you know, you kind of know the ropes and everything, but especially if you're starting off, you can get too big too quick. And don't, you know, just like this guy with, you know, his coffee, it's going to have a spot on the, you know, the commercial and everything. And on the Super Bowl, you know, of course, he's already hired two new people, and he probably should. There's no doubt about it. But he's going to have to make some tough decisions in the very near future. Because
he might have to hire, like, 25.
Well, he may have to, but then, you know, it may go right down, too. You know,
yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
The thing is, if he's got a really good product, it probably won't.
Right.
But if he doesn't have as good a product, what they think that he does, or that, you know, that people expect to get, then he won't.
Right. I was just talking to somebody the other day about this, about growing too fast, too big, and mm-hmm. too much. I mean, and then you take on all this other stuff, and it's like, you know, your good customers, that whether they're repeat customers or, like, you know, your product and your system, like how you work, goes down over time too. Because I mean, if you're trying to be so big at some point, I mean, you're having people jump left and right because, you know, they're like, oh, I can go somewhere else. I liked your stuff before, but now it's kind of slacking, you know. Yeah. I mean, that happens.
I think every small business, mom and pop, should every year look at their bottom line, and they should look at their bottom 10 to 20% of their customers, and you know, what you consider your bottom 10 to 20% is you know what you consider it, but you should seriously consider cutting them loose every year. You should clean house with it. This is an article that someone sent to me, and it's you know, it has I'll tell you the name of it. It says how to match your small business with big buyers. I'm going to call it bigger is not better, because yeah. You know, it's got a lot of good information here. It talks about agencies at all government levels are looking for, and it's talking about, you know, like city, county, state, federal are looking for vendors. And that's a great thing. You know, we've done a lot, and we still to this date do a lot of work with government entities and everything. But you really have to be careful with this, because they can be very, very demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be poised and ready to, like any customer can. There's no doubt about it. But you know, you're talking about you're getting into something that's contractual with the government. So
right.
you need to be sure and dot your I's across your T's, because that is something that it can bust you. It can you know,
oh,
make
yeah.
your boat run ashore and everything, and there's no coming back from it. It did say this, though. This is one thing I did learn from this article. which I want to throw out there, it says, it was talking about how to do it and everything. It said that there's a venue for making inroads into government contracting is called Victory in Procurement Program, and it's sponsored by American Express Open. So if you are interested in doing something with, local entities such as, governmental, look that up. Maybe we'll have a segment on that next week, maybe what they're about and everything, because I think that's a good thing to do because, we made, a good living doing that. But I've never heard of that, but it's called Victory in Procurement, VIP program, and it's sponsored by American Express Open and their financials, their small business division.
Interesting. So, yeah.
Look that up. It may be sometimes, you have to be the right fit. If your company and you, the owner, are not a right fit for government work, don't do it.
Yeah. That's the truth. Speaking of the right fit, that was a good opening to my next article, actually.
I didn't even know.
You really didn't. I'll give you that one. I'll give you credit. But it says why your company should turn down some clients. What we were just talking about.
We talk about that a lot, but we need to.
I know, but
because people are afraid to.
Well, I like reading this stuff. And before I say his points, I like this little thing. Turning down or firing clients is never fun, but it is necessary. By being picky and turning down the wrong customers, you're attracting the right customers. And being selective is truly the way to build a great business. Pretty good.
Selectivity.
Yeah.
Well, if we get any word out of that.
Right. Well, number one, your customers define your product.
Yes. Well, they should. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Unless you don't want to be in business.
Yeah. Well, he's saying because landing the big name customer might seem like the answer to your prayers, mm-hmm. but sometimes it can be better to stay away from the heavyweights and fine tune, with the smaller things and fundamentals of your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have it. Over the years, I've had more friends who have gone under because of big contracts and trying to do big business when they weren't ready or poised or able, financially, mentally,
right.
physically to do that.
Right. Well, because at first it sounds really good. It's like, oh, I got this.
Well, you get big eyes.
Well, sure.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
It's like a 4-year-old looking at a show horse and going, I'd like to ride that thing. Well, that's all right, son, but you may not like it.
Right.
It's hard. It's a beautiful horse.
You think, you want my product? You like my business? I mean, that's because it gets you excited. So it's a natural.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's encouraging.
Oh, yeah. Well, number two, reputations can be a loss in a click. Because he's talking about in the digital age. I mean, we talk about all the time, small businesses, if you have a bad review, if you have...
Sure.
I mean, one thing now can, take someone under.
It takes your whole life to build your reputation and one second to lose it.
Right. And number three was existing customers might not be the right fit now.
That's right. But they may be later.
Right, exactly.
It could, could come full cycle and become later, that's for sure.
Right, like that big person maybe that we talked about. Or we were just talking about, it may
when
be the right fit
when you're ready.
Then.
That's
right.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. And nobody knows your business like you.
Right.
Nobody. If they do, then you're in trouble or they need to have your business.
Yeah.
It's your business. That's why it's called your business.
Yeah. Well, I got a little something. This is, it's a little funny, but it's funny, but not funny. So apparently there was a prank call to Burger King. Poor employees. And so the prank was basically they were trying to be the fire department. And they were telling them that there was a gas leak and they needed to ventilate the restaurant. So the employees listened.
Yeah.
They broke the glass in the Burger King restaurant to let the gas leak out. Well, when the cops showed up thinking that it was vandalism, they're explaining that we got a call. So now they're having to look into the call because someone faked the fire department. But
so were they fingerprinting the bricks? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. They showed up and they were like, anyway, I know that's terrible, but at the same time, so they had to investigate the phone call. But I guess truth should be told is they had employees that listened.
Hey, they acted.
The right, yeah.
You know what? They thought, I better do something about this. I'm gonna play Jack Bauer, I'm gonna handle it, just trust me.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. So
it's
anyway.
Funny, but it's not. But you
right.
know, she brings
funny,
up these weird things.
Come on. It's kind of fun.
All right. Y'all have a great week. Go Broncos. You got anything else to say?
No.
See you next week.
Bye.
No space to rent in this town.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.